Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
Im Lichtkleid kam sie auf mich zu, ich weiß es noch wie heut. Ich war so jung, hab mich geniert, doch hab es nie bereut. Sie rief mir Worte ins Gesicht, die Zunge Lust gestreut. Verstand nur ihre Sprache nicht, ich hab es nicht bereut. Oh no. Tell
This is Latino Times on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Playing right now is Chilean jazz rock and many trippy things that I'll be playing for you for the rest of the show. Stay tuned. Yeah, that was pretty trippy, yeah? That's a band called Hacker. I've been playing these guys' tracks for quite a while, you know, but this one is one of the longest ones on the from the album. The album called Contention. And that was Hacker all the way from Santiago de Chile. Now, if you thought that I was trippy from Chile, now let's have a little trip from the Argentinian guys. You know, this guy's Gato Barbieri, man, a saxophone player who's been going on for, oh, man, longer than I lived. No, a bit less than that. Yeah, but it's also trippy. You know, everything that I'm going to play today is going to be sort of trippy. The beginning. Luego. Oh, sorry, I'm going to Spanish then. Then we'll get into the more traditional stuff that I usually play on the radio show. So stay with me. And if you want to get in touch with me, don't call me, text me, please. 07944-031894 is the number to text. Anything you want to say to me, say it or text it. Here we go with Gato Barbieri and another trippy thing, you know, from South America. Can you believe that? How trippy we are? We are very trippy. You don't know. You will find out soon. Yeah, and that was Gatto Barbieri. Gatto Barbieri, saxophone player. If you manage to find an album by him called Tropico. This is a fantastic album. This fella was a member of many bands, you know, in Argentina before he became the solo artist with the band behind him, obviously. But it's always his name in the front. It's a bit like Manu Chao, and it's called like Pata Negra, which is another band, you know, and then also different names, but usually Manu Chao on the front. This guy's Gatto Barbieri on the front all the time. Yes, and that was from Argentina. Yes, fantastic saxophone player. The good thing about this guy, there was a development of lots of the music, the folk music. Our cultural native music was being kind of like pushed aside. I didn't mention this last week about these jazzy bands with the folk and rock mixed together to try and keep the tradition going. Well, this fella with the saxophone, he does the same with the folk music from Argentina. He turns into like kind of the jazzy stuff. So if you knew the tune in the folky version, you will recognize, you know, what he's doing right now. This is another kind of like a way to bring or keep the cultural music going, you know, mixing it with other rhythms that the youth of today and the new generations will enjoy and will keep it going. So, hopefully we'll kind of copy kind of thing, you know, and have a guidance, you know, on how to develop new styles of music. But music that kind of gives you information. Music is the media of communication also, you know. By music, you know, you can tell people, you know, how the world is all about, the suffering, the happiness, the, you know, everything, the enjoyment of life, you know. That's what music is all about. Not about offending and swearing. Rah, rah, rah. It becomes boring because offending and swearing happens every day, everywhere in the road, in parks, and you know, public places. So music is there for you to get the message of the reality of this world and the reality of how we human beings feel, you know? So anyway, as I said, we're going to start the first half an hour, 40 minutes, in a bit trippy way. And then we're going to get into the more traditional Latino style harmonies and melodies that I play for you. 079-44-031-894 is the number to text. Please text me. Don't ring me because I haven't got time to actually talk on the telephone. But I can actually text you while the track is being played. Right on. Let's go. This is from Mexico.
Thank you. No.
Right on. That was a track from the movie Kill Bill 2. Yes, with Uma Thurman, David Carradine, and some other guys, you know, who were made by Robert Rodriguez. You know, this movies, Kill Bill 1, Kill Bill 2, Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino associates. Accomplices, yes, that was a good track, you know, by a Spanish band that was just formed to play that track. You know, it wasn't an established band. Well, they got musicians from there, from there, from there, from up there, from over there, from here, and they got it together and they made the album. And it's funny because on the album it doesn't tell you the name of the band. Very, very funny. Very funny, you know. And I think it's funny anyway. Anyway, here we go to back to Latin America, and we go to, well, North America this time. Remember that Mexico is in North America. North America, unfortunately for them. But their Latino America, you know, from Latin America, from Mexico down, is Latino America, remember. Right. So anyway, these guys are called Los Lonely Boys. And, you know, in Mexico, because of so close to the USA, the influence for, actually the influence, the way for them to get to break into the music market in the United States for Mexican bands, you know, was to mainly from the old times, you know, to sing in English, because they wanted to get all these Latinos, you know, singing in Spanish, and the Americans, you know, being North Americans, you know, being USA, being them. Oh my God, I don't understand the language, man, you know. So anyway, the market pushed them to do a lot of songs in English in order to break into the market, you know. And then once they were there, they were established, they could create a song and write songs in their own language, you know, which is Spanish. And then less and less, you know, pressure for them to sing in English. But these guys, they still sing in English, you know, the Los Lonely Boys. They sing in English, Spanish, they mix it together. And it's really good stuff, you know. Anyway, this track is from Los Lonely Boys. Thank you. that sound is so Santanish. That was fantastic one. Good track, man. I think I chose the right track. Well, actually, this guy's Mexican as well. As well as Santana. Yeah, Carlos Santana, one of our, the Jimi Hendrix of Latin America. Anyway, that's a good influence, man. I loved it. I think it's, wow, good track. That's the Lonely Boys with this. That song was called Onda. Literally translated, it would mean wave, you know, wave. But onda, in kind of like a slang in Latin Spanish, is kind of like fashion, vibes, you know, vibes, vibrations, man, you know, vibes, you know, good vibes, good vibes, buena onda, buena onda, that's what it meant, you know, by the title, onda. Okay, amigos, we're going to stay in Mexico, because now I'm going to play you one more track out of this album from Kill Bill 2. This one is by Robert Rodriguez, who directed and produced this movie. And also, he takes part in the music score with a group, his group. It's called an actual group, actually, called El Chingón. And El Chingón is a type of music that you, as I was saying before, in Latin America, the fashion started to mix the folk music with the rock, with jazz, to keep our folk music going, yeah? Well, this version that we're going to listen to is a folky song, Mexican folky song, that turned into kind of like rocky, jazzy, folky. I will see, we'll see. I'll show you this. This is called Malagueña, very well-known song, and this song is just as popular around the world. Not as popular, but second popular, like Guantanamera or La Bamba. Yeah, it could be the third one. Maybe the third one popular in the world. So here we go with La Malagueña by El Chingón.
Debajo de esas dos cejas, qué bonitos ojos tiene. Ellos me quieren mirar, pero si tú no los dejas, pero si tú no los dejas, ni siquiera parpadear. Malagueña, salerosa, besar tus labios quisiera. Besar tus labios quisiera, malagueña salerosa, y decirte, niña hermosa. Yo te concedo razón, si por pobre me desprecias. Yo no te ofrezco riquezas, te ofrezco mi corazón, te ofrezco mi corazón a cambio de mi pobreza. Malagueña, salerosa, besar tus labios quisiera, besar tus labios quisiera, malagueña salerosa, y decirte, niña hermosa.
Ciega mis ansias.